Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
To catch up for the first time for 2012 with another one of our culture gurus, our music man, David Andrew. David's been busy putting his ears through their paces. Welcome back, mate.
G'day, it's good to see you again.
Great to see you. So what's new in the world of music, old pal?
Well, like you said, been putting my ears through their paces, been listening to a bunch of new music just over the break, and I thought that I would highlight three particular artists that you might want to listen to.
Yeah. I must say, throughout the holidays, and more in my own music listening, I'm hearing people that I think, you know what, the first time I heard about that was David Andrew. So listen up, here are some.
It's my gift.
Who's first? Birdie.
Yep, Birdie.
Yeah.
So Birdie is an artist from the UK who's had a moderately good performing album. It peaked at number 17 in the UK.
Yep.
And I think it's a good album, but here is the reason why it's worth listening to. Birdie is only 15 years old.
Wow.
So 15 years old. She shot to fame with this cover of Skinny Love by Bon Iver, who we've talked about on the program before.
Who you've discovered for Open House.
Yep. So why don't we take a listen to what made her famous.
Okay, this is Birdie.
Come on, Skinny Love, just last year. Poor little soul, we were never here. My. Staring at the sink of blood and crushed veneer.
That's Birdie, age just 15. So that's not bad.
Yeah, you can really hear the fragility in her vocals.
Yes.
And it's not perfect, but I'm such a big fan of just hearing authenticity coming through the stereo.
That's the big thing these days, isn't it?
Yeah. So I really love the sound of her voice. It's just a really honest delivery. It's a tone that just doesn't try to be too much. It's an honest sound. And I suppose this kind of comes from her being 15 and being aware that she's 15, not, you know, 25. She's not trying to be a Britney or a Christina.
Yep.
She's just made some great song choices, and it's fantastic. She covers a whole bunch of my favorite tracks, including Terrible Love by The National. We've got White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. There's Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Great stuff.
That's right. But her latest single is a cover of 1901 by the band that my son is named after, Phoenix.
Let's check it out.
Like we did it to summer.
David Andrew is in here floating on a cloud to the music of Birdie. We'll post the music video of Skinny Love on our Open House community Facebook page, so jump on there in a couple of minutes. Now, listen, also, Matt Redman's recently collaborated with a hip-hop electronica band. Tell me about this.
Well, they're a band called LZ7,
yep.
And this is going to be a bit of a surprise to you if you've grown up listening to Matt Redman, and remember that little song called Heart of Worship?
Yes.
A long time ago.
I think it was, by the sound of it.
So the single that they've just released is called 27 Million, and it aims to bring awareness and momentum around the anti-human trafficking movement which is going on. The single itself is raising money for an organization called A21, which is all about the abolition of slavery in the 21st century. And it's crazy to think that there are more slaves in this current age than there ever were before.
Yep, we've done that here before.
It's fantastic. So people, you know, it's great to bring some awareness around this. As the title of the song indicates, there are approximately 27 million people in slavery in captivity today. And so it's great that we should be bringing awareness and also raising finance around an issue that so needs an answer today.
Yeah. This is Matt Redman, 27 million. So that's a bit of a different Matt Redman, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who do you think is channeling there?
Matt Redman, it's the electronica.
Yeah.
It's the rap band there as well.
Lastly, band called Fun, just quickly.
Fun, let's have a listen. This is a clip from the title track of the album called Some Nights.
Stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I
call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle.
Bit of Freddie Mercury there, isn't
it? Bit of the Queen sound there going on.